I'm very grateful to, you know, for the invitation to come be with you. Some people I know, but yeah, it feels like such an offering for those of you who organise this, and lovely hospitality. Feels really, yeah, just a real delight to be here. And yeah, special connection for me with Cambridge. My mother lived and worked here for 46 years, and I want to offer this for her. She died last November, so it feels particularly special. Sorry, to be here for her, and again for you. If there are people in your life you want to offer, you know, dedicate your practice to today. For the benefit of all beings, but maybe some particular ones also. Because our practice is not just for ourselves. It can't be. Because we're not separate from other people on this planet. So just invite you to just join with me to whatever degree you want to, that sense of an offering and a sharing. And sometimes practice can feel like, what am I going to get for me, you know, because I'm such a mess, or whatever it is. But, and that's, you know, there's some truth in that too, and certainly for me. But it's also, I think, so wonderful to recognize that it's also a real offering in the world. Yeah. Has effects, some that we know, some that we will probably never know. I really want to invite you into a space today, a space here, kind, friendly, welcoming space, perhaps especially for those of you who are new. You know, this might be kind of like, ooh, you know, trying something out for the first time. A special welcome to you, and just to encourage you to, just all of us really, feel your body sitting where you're sitting, be as comfortable as you can, whilst also, it's just a certain way of sitting where we also are a little bit upright, because actually we want to be present, because that's part of where and how we discover wonderful things, helpful things. So especially, I won't say that much about posture today, but just really want to encourage you to, you know, especially if you're new, play around a bit, wiggle a bit. Wiggling is permitted, in moderation, of course. And find some kind of way of sitting that just feels relatively comfortable. And that might take all day for some people, and that's fine. You know, it's like, oh, finally by the end of the day, that's fine. That's a very common experience. But also where you feel a little bit open, a little bit kind of, you know, I'm going to be here, be present. Somehow it embodies that intention. It might be, yeah, so just for you to explore that for yourself. Not to feel that you kind of have to be stiff and still. You know, sometimes we're cultivating stillness. It's one of the things we can get a little bit like, you know, like holding your breath, like it doesn't move, tight, kind of. No need for that. So if you notice yourself tightening up, tensing up, really just relaxing the body, just let that be part of the day for you. Maybe letting the shoulders soften a little bit. So before I talk any more about the day and the theme of our practice together, let's just sit quietly together for just a few brief minutes. And just arriving a little bit more. Maybe take a few deeper breaths. And as you breathe out, letting your body Just rest, maybe a little, like a fraction more into your cushion or your chair, your bench. And I know I have a tendency to speak very softly, so if you can't hear me, I'll try and keep my, just wave or say oi or something. Closing your eyes gently, just if that feels all right, or keeping your gaze softly down. Just whatever feels okay, comfortable for you. Some people do practice with their eyes open, so feel free. But it can just be a kind of part of simplifying, just be one of the themes of today, simplifying. How do we simplify, at least for times, for a few hours? Just feeling your body sitting here, feeling that contact with the seat. We'll be highlighting that today. It's just a very simple sense of being here. You are here. You're not somewhere else. At least your body's here. Can you notice? Your body is sitting here. Seeing if we can somehow make a gesture of welcome to ourselves. Welcome. Like however we feel, physically, mentally, emotionally. Oh, allowed to be here. Welcome to be here. Just as you are. So there's this very basic gesture of sitting down and becoming aware that we're sitting. So much in that. Just that. We could just stay with that. And then the opening part, being present with our experience is sense of friendly. What would it be to be a friendly attitude towards ourselves? For many of us, this is an ongoing cultivation, exploration. What does that really mean? So often there's either very obvious or very subtle sense of harshness, judgment. You know, it's like we're not really welcoming to our own being. So it's a real opportunity here in very simple immediate, with the immediacy of our experience, not sort of any ideological stance of, you know, just, can I meet this moment, this sound, this feeling, this confusion, this sleepiness, just whatever I can know, can I just, okay. Maybe softening the belly a little. And then just as we finish this short period of meditation, just invite you, your mind, to open up to include everybody in this room. Just a sense of others, bodies, beings. And just having some simple sense of friendliness, of well-wishing towards everybody here. It might be just very simple, you don't need to get into detail, just maybe well. You have a helpful day. Okay, so I already feel a sense of gratitude for your participation, for your giving of attention, and really hope that what I can say and offer is something that you can receive, and but really in a sense of listening in a kind of open way with your whole being, like your body, your heart, your mind. Listen, so that you can hear, so that your heart can hear and resonate with what is useful, what is helpful. Let it go, let the words flow through, that's my suggestion. I'm going to say quite a lot, just this first part to introduce, and then in the afternoon a bit more, but I really want to encourage you to let your own, let the most part of your attention be sort of with yourself, with your space. And sometimes having the eyes closed helps with that. But again, if you want to open your eyes, fine. But it's a sense of, and so many of you, very experienced practitioners, you know so much. Letting your own wisdom, letting your own skillfulness really be present for you, available to you, because everything, all of the teachings and that the practices that the Buddha is teaching, that I study, maybe you study, it's all pointing, it's pointing to here, to this, to our own heart and mind. And everything that we can discover that can really transform a life, can really make a difference to ourselves and others in a very deep way, is already here. It's already here. And also the sense of just the beauty of what we've already cultivated in our lives, in our meditation, so much good-heartedness in this room. I know. I know some of it directly, and some of it perhaps I just, you know, intuit just by being here. I know. So, right. So many of the beautiful qualities of the human heart, beautiful potentials that the Buddha pointed to and encouraged us to cultivate and to recognize in ourselves and to grow, to cultivate again, because they support us in our life, they benefit us and others long term and the earth. And also they have this potential of a very radical awakening and transformation in them as they develop, as they strengthen, as they deepen, as they come together. So today I want to focus on this one quality of samadhi, this lovely Pali word from the language that the Buddhist teachings were first written down in. I want to invite you to explore today. And one of the things I want to highlight this morning is the sense of this being a quality or a factor of mind or a state. We might call it gatheredness. It's one gatheredness. I want to offer some different words and just listening and seeing what resonates. There might be one or two words that, out of what I say that you particularly want to kind of pick up on, but equally letting it all go as well. Just feeling your body sitting here, letting the words play through. Gatheredness, steadiness of mind. Can you pick up a sense of that? What's it like to be even a little bit centered? Like maybe even right now, since arriving, and maybe a little bit. A little bit more here, gathered. Unification is another word, that these scattered energies of body, mind, and heart tend to be galloping around, whizzing around in 15 different directions, stirred up. Sometimes very calm, sometimes very flat. And all these different textures and qualities of our mental, emotional, physical energies. There's a sense in which this samadhi, this gathering, is like a gathering, a unifying, coming together of our energies of this mind body. So one of the things I wanted to highlight was how these descriptions, these words of describing a state also point to a way of practicing, a way of, gathering, gathering, centering. Can you hear there's already practice? There's already, there's a hint there. There's something we can actually, centering. So moving it from being a noun to a verb, or is it a gerund anyway, the ing, it's like there's a process here. So we might have a sense of, I'm never going to be really truly settled and gathered, or I can only be like that on a really long retreat, or it's like there's actually a natural gathering, settling, centering, unifying. As I've been reflecting, preparing for this day, I'm more and more sense this is a natural process. So, a glass of water, which if I hold it in my hand, and I'm wiggling about a bit, it moves. And if I stick my finger in it and move it, it moves even more. Right? This is a lot of what's happening to our mind, a lot, I think. If you just one image, one simile. So part of what the invitation is today is to see what it's like to what happens when you put the glass down. Putting it down. So we know, don't we? We know what happens to the water, unless there's a little bit of wind flowing across the surface or something. It becomes still naturally. So, and at the same time, we know, like, you know, I know this in my own, you sit down and it's anything but still, you know. But can we, it's like we're learning in a way what to stop doing. Like, if we're so involved in technique and doing on that level, we can miss out on a sense of a more subtle kind of doing where we're actually stopping in stillness, and what can actually happen when we kind of get out of the way and allow. So I have a sense that, again, that this stillness or gatheredness, it's a kind of natural quality, as a natural process that happens. But of course, we have such strong momentums in our life, in our mind, in our society of doing and going and going and going. It can take a while. It can take weeks, maybe years. See how long it takes, as long as it takes. For it to settle, for the spinning to. One of the reasons I wanted to highlight some of these qualities of samadhi, of this settling, this settledness, is that I feel like if we have as a possibility, as a potential, as a direction, or even as something that is just to be tuned into here and now, a little bit kind of stillness. Stillness that's kind of almost here along with the movement or inside the movement. We can start to tune into and pick up on. It's not something we have to create, make, force. You know, it's actually, for a good part of the process, it feels to me like there's a sense of stillness with the movement. You know, a sense of realizing, oh, there can be some degree of settledness and this sort of gathering and into some degree of well-being. Mm-hmm. Very, even very small, very slight, while, you know, some difficulties being experienced, or it's like it's not an either or. Okay, so many, many benefits from this quality of mind. Maybe it's in a way it's obvious. There's more steadiness. You know, we're less in our life. We can walk around and move around and relate and work, and we've got a kind of centeredness. You know, I got this image of, like, you know, is it a Russian doll that has a small top and a big bottom with a weight in? So when you knock it, it just comes back again. samadhi gives us that kind of this knocks and pleasure, pain, gain, loss, but we know how to just right ourselves again, centered. I have a sense moving around a city when I'm sort of highlighting this quality in myself, which, you know, even if it's there just a little, I have a sense of being settled in myself and maybe slightly lower my gaze, and I'm not so caught up in this and that, and him and her and this shop, and what I've got to do tomorrow in half an hour. I can actually move along as in a more whole way. So I think this is a very wonderful city practice. We can actually still be present, and you know, but we're not being so drawn out into every little thought, every little sight, every little sound. We start to realize we can actually stay sort of here. Very, very helpful. So maybe we'll come on to more of the benefits. So how does the mind settle? And I put that in the title, and I feel like that in a way is the real core invitation of today. I'm already offering some thoughts, and for you to really remember, you know, maybe you already know, but you're kind of remembering what helps you to settle. And you know, one thing is just simply being here, being with a group of people, incredibly powerful support. So much harder to do it on your own often. So to have that shared intention, really, really just inviting you to feel that sense of support, and that you're also supporting others. We do this together. We learn together. Maybe another thing that supports us is connecting with a really, you know, authentic sense of aspiration. What we really long for in our life. What we really more deeply want to cultivate in our mind and our heart. Because it gets so confusing, doesn't it? We get so drawn out into all the busyness. Being able to connect with a sense of inspiration, maybe the Buddha, maybe a person, maybe a teacher. So part of what I think is so important in this, in understanding and learning, and this how the mind settles, is understanding that it needs something to settle into, like a bowl for water to settle into. Or the image came quite strongly for me this week of a nest, like a bird building a nest. And we build it with kindness, and we build it with aspiration, build it with community, we build it with, what else? What is it for you? You might want to reflect on that now, and also, you know, in your life. Is it that actually supports? We've already talked about simplifying, being able to really honor and value the simplifying, times of simplifying. Valuing and finding and recognizing a sense of safety. I know for me in my practice, I think one of the key, you know, twigs or sort of building bits of grass in the nest is a sense of safety. It's sort of we're obviously not absolutely safe anywhere, but on one level we can actually reassure our being, safe, sort of some, you can settle, you can be here. And in this kindness and respect towards each other, we help again create an atmosphere of safety. We're not going to mess with the other person. We're not going to take their stuff. We're offering that to each other, receiving that. What is it for you? The Buddha would often recommend reflecting on our sila, on our goodness. It's a very interesting practice to reflect on good things you've done, or good qualities you have. You can be quite resistant to that. But I've actually found it recently a very powerful thing to do. Reflect on the good things you're part of. Groups or enterprises, work. It's a sense of uplift. So gladdening the mind, gladdening the heart. This is what we're doing. This is what the nest is in a way. And what we bring into mind, what we appreciate, what we're grateful for, what we love. You know, like the dog you think of, it makes you smile. Right? The beauty of nature. Right? That the mind, to the Buddha described it like this. He said, this is a natural process. When the mind is gladdened, right, in some way or another, some of the ways I've suggested, and you may have a gladdened mind, naturally one becomes rapturous or glad or the quality of pleasure in the body and mind. Maybe just even very slight. And then in one who's rapturous, the mind, the body is tranquil, right? So the body, mind is vipya, glad, body relaxes. In one, body is tranquil. The mind naturally becomes happy. Sukha in Pali. And then in one who is happy, mind is happier, concentration naturally arises, samadhi, this gatheredness of mind just starts to settle, starts to happen. So today, actually, if you wanted to, you could spend all day building your nest. Weaving together reflections of kindness, goodness, of appreciation. And actually these in themselves can become themes of concentration, samadhi, gatheredness. So this is what I wanted to say this morning. I hope it's not too long of an introduction. We can come back. I'll be available for questions. We can just to see the importance of the skill of being able to gladden the mind and what comes from naturally from that. Just being grateful for the opportunity to be here, which I can feel I can feel that. I can feel the warmth and brightness of that in my own mind. It may be different for you. Pause there. See, are there any questions at this point about anything? I'm going to go on now and I'm going to offer a bit more particular instructions for formal sitting practice. But before I do that, any questions, anything practical or otherwise? Okay. Yeah, feel free to shift your body. And if you're on the floor, feel free to go sit on a chair. And if you're sitting on a chair, you know, feel free to sit on the floor. So okay, if there are no questions, just before we have a sitting, if you would like to just join me in standing, if that's okay for you to stand. So, for me, one of the maybe again, it's different for different people, a very helpful part of the process of building the nest that we can then sit in is moving body, stretching the body. So you may have yoga, tai chi, you know, you may be walking, maybe swimming. But so right now, just if you want to, just to do a little bit of movement. So mind not to hit anybody next to you. So I invite you to stretch if you want. Just stretch up, stretch and on tippy toe if you want. Just to feel. Breathing in a bit and then breathing out and relaxing down. And let your head flop forward a bit. Bend your knees. Breathe out. And then again, just stretching up and breathing in. Stretch. Looking up if you want. And then wide. Stretch. And then relaxing down. Let your head flop a bit. Then one more if you like. Stretching. And then breathing out. Excuse me. Relaxing down. And then just coming to standing and bouncing, wiggling. If you feel okay about wiggling in public, shaking the arms, letting out some sound if you want. Okay, so just noticing how your body feels now. Maybe a bit of energy moving. And then if you want to, you can just stand and just feel your body. Or just any other movement you want to make. You know, I don't know, the shoulder. And just, yeah, and rub your face. Soften the belly. Loosen your jaw. Okay. So then, just finding a comfortable sitting posture again. So again, feeling the body sitting and letting that sense of the body begin to just draw your attention. So gradually deepening the attention, letting the our interest begin to open more and more to the body, this experience, how it feels, this felt sense of the body sitting here. seeing if we can find a posture that helps us to relax, really let the body rest on the earth. Also, we are here. We have the intention to be present. Feeling the contact points of our legs, buttocks on the chair, cushion, bench. Feeling our feet or legs on the ground. And seeing if we can be very spacious around this process, allowing the interest and the attention to gradually find the body. It's like no hurry. It takes a while sometimes. It's okay. Feel the buzzy mind and thoughts and feelings flapping around. It's fine. Just let that continue happening. Or gradually, you're growing your interest in this life of the body, this living experience. Gradually, letting your interest, your awareness spread little by little, and maybe not all at once, and maybe some areas, you know, we can't really feel our legs, but we keep being interested. Oh, where are they? Until gradually our whole body begins to be touched by this kind, interested attention. It doesn't want anything from the body. It doesn't want it to be better or different in any way. It's just a kind, receptive interest. Spreading through the body. Might stay with one area, like the head area, shoulders. Just, again, it's very simple interest. Maybe slowly moving the attention down through the body, different areas. Noticing whether there are areas of strong sensation. And maybe areas where there's really no sensation or very, very little. And seeing if we can be equally interested. Equally interested in every area, even our little toe. Can that experience, I can begin to be known, kind of emerge. As we gently, persistently, open and deepen our attention. And when we get lost in thought, lost in sleepiness, and we realize we just come back to, oh, where's the body? How's the body? There's nothing wrong. We didn't do anything wrong. It's part of the process. We can include that. can include that. But again and again, letting the attention soften and open and be interested more and more of the body, more and more of the bodily experience being known and embraced and touched by kind, interested attention. as we come towards the end of this sitting, I just want to share a piece of writing by the great Ajahn Chah, Thai forest teacher, which I think pinpoints to this process, this natural process that we catalyze and then learn how to take care of. Try to be mindful and let things take their natural course. Then your mind will become still in any surroundings, like a clear forest pool. All kinds of wonderful, rare animals will come to drink at the pool, and you will clearly see the nature of all things. You will see many strange and wonderful things come and go, but you will be still. This is the happiness of the Buddha.